Hello, it's Allegra Lowenstein, ghostwriter for business owners. You can find me at AllegraLowenstein.com. And today I'm going to answer the question, ghostwriter versus editor, who will win? Just kidding. I am going to answer ghostwriter versus editor. What's the difference? So a ghostwriter writes the book. The entire book, pretty much. There may be bits and pieces coming from other sources that can be integrated, but the ghostwriter goes from start to finish, makes it a seamless process, is familiar with how to structure a book, how to move a reader through the process of reading a book so that it's an engaging and usually, for business owners, educational experience, an enjoyable experience. The length of the book for the purpose of the book, matching those up. There's a lot of different factors to consider in creating a book. So the ghostwriter does not guide someone through that process. The ghostwriter does that process, takes that process off of the person's plate who's too busy to do it and does it for them. And I have a FAQ golden nugget of getting it done on what is a ghostwriter. And I go a little bit into more detail on my process, but I base mine on definitely firsthand interview, usually pretty extended. But typically once that interview is done, the author doesn't need to be involved anymore. I'm going to gather all the information that I need, and the author can continue on running the business, coaching the clients, speaking the stages, whatever the thing is that the business owner does. So an editor, I got to do a whole other episode on editors. So there's many kinds of editors. There is what's called developmental editing. So that editor looks at the whole book and gives feedback on the whole book. Oh, this is working. This isn't working. Move this around. Why don't you start here and end here instead? All that kind of big picture stuff. So whoever's writing the book, whether it's the author, his or herself, because they're really impassioned to do the actual typing themselves, and, you know, just the, not just typing, I don't want to minimize the process of writing a book. It's a lot of work, but some people really, there's a bit of catharsis with writing a book, right? It's a personal journey that some people really want to take. It takes a lot of skill. You have to be a good writer. You have to understand writing long form. You know, a blog writer can't necessarily write a book. They may be able to. It might be totally lame because it doesn't make sense because they only wrote short form before that. You know, there's a kind of an arc that the reader needs to go through that's different than a lot of other kinds of writing. So nonetheless, whoever is writing the book, there's a developmental editor. They give feedback on the big picture. Then there's like copy editing or content editing. Looking more at, okay, this paragraph's not working, let's rewrite it, you know, change this sentence, scrap this sentence, this verb tense is weird. Usually that can happen a couple of times because there's paragraph level and then there's sentence level. And then the very final one, which can be an editor and can also be someone who's specialized only in proofreading. So that's the final read through. Catch those last mistakes, grammar, spelling, typos. That's where editing ends, right? So there's a whole other lot of steps that are part of the editing process. I always work with an editor. Every writer should work with an editor. So if you listen to this, you decide, I don't want a ghostwriter, or I can't afford a ghostwriter, or whatever you decide, or, you know, I want this cathartic process for myself, you must hire an editor. You have to. Your book will not be good if you don't have another qualified, respected person to give you feedback on it. No one can do it in a silo. You know, not even the most talented writer finishes a project that's quality without an editor. So again, just to reiterate, ghostwriter versus editor, the best time to contact a ghostwriter if you know that you don't want to spend the time, don't have the bandwidth, or simply don't have the skill for this specific specialized type of project. The best time to hire a ghostwriter is actually the moment that you think, I want to write a book, but you know you don't have time. Or my business needs a book, but I don't have the time. The moment that you have that thought, contact the ghostwriter, right? So I'm always happy to talk to people, whether or not you're going to hire me right that second, you're going to hire me 2 years from now, or you're never going to hire me, because you will get so much clarity on if that process is right for you from a quick phone call to go through all of the details and the questions. So you can always go to my website, allegralowenstein.com, shoot me a message, we'll hop on the phone. I make it very easy. The phone calls are easy. The writing process is easy. People are too busy to deal with something complicated. So yeah, the best time to hire a ghostwriter is literally the moment that you decide you need a book. The best time to hire an editor is when your book is almost finished. So if you have a major working draft of a book that you've written, you do not need a ghostwriter. A ghostwriter is not the person for that job. A very quality developmental editor, and you can't just hire any old editor, because a lot of editors only do the line by line stuff. Developmental editing is a specialized skill, and you need a person who can really give you that feedback to shape the book. I also will have very soon ghostwriter versus writing coach. Whole other thing. Also, different jobs. A ghostwriter is not a writing coach, is not an editor, and vice versa. I don't know if that works with three, but you got what I mean. So that's the answer. Ghostwriter versus editor. It's not a battle. They're all important. Every good ghostwriter has an editor. Hire a ghostwriter at the beginning. The ghostwriter does it for you. Hire an editor at the end. They're reviewing a finished or mostly finished manuscript. If you're stuck in the middle somewhere, find the episode about writing coach. Thanks for listening. You can find out more about me and my services at allegralowenstein.com.